Hello everyone, nice to talk to you again. I hope you're having a good day so far. I know that we skipped last week for Pastor's Pep Talks, but we're back on the go again. And I'm going to talk to you over the next wee while about lessons learned over COVID-19. Now we could easily say lessons learned through disasters, but isn't that what COVID-19 is? It's a disaster that has hit our world and has struck our world and has stripped us of many things that we thought were normal and were vital in our lives. And so we're looking these days on lessons learned from COVID-19. May I say that some people have a teachable spirit or a teachable personality. They're always open to finding out new things and finding out new ways. And then there's other people and they think they have nothing to learn. Well, I would say to those people, they're the kind of people that have a lot to learn. And then there are some people who think that they're too old to learn new things. Can I say that God is always in the business of teaching us new things, teaching us new ways, teaching us new aspects of who he is? And who has ever really found out how God really works? Who can really say without any question that they have the full orbed understanding of how God works? God works in many ways his wonders to perform. So what can we learn from COVID-19 over the next wee while? I want to consider some lessons that we can learn from this pandemic. We read in 2 Chronicles 7:14, "If my people which are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from the wicked way, then will I hear from heaven, will forgive their sin, and will heal their land." Over 12 weeks ago, that was the verse that many were coming out with as they believed that God was using this time to really bring us to the end of ourselves, to recognize our need and to recognize what we needed to do. And so, as I have chatted with many people, as they've offered reasons as to why they have see this pandemic has happened, they've given many different ideas and opinions as to why the world has been struck by this pandemic. Some have offered their opinion as God has made it happen, that God has sent this judgment in the world. This is the judgment of God. Others have said, no, God has just allowed it to happen. Sometimes people, whenever a disaster strikes, if it's a particular nation or a particular people or a particular grouping of people, they'll offer the reason and the opinion as to why that particular group or opinion or that nation was struck. I remember back to the tsunami that struck Southeast Asia, when many thousands of people were drowned through the tsunami as a result of an earthquake. I think it was something like 250,000 people, and some offered the reason for this for the tsunami and for the many deaths was because they had passed a law against open Christian worship. Well, the first lesson that I believe that we can learn from this pandemic is we need to learn to repent. We need to learn to repent. You see, I believe that God is causing us to see our need and to evaluate our own walk. And as he said to Peter, when Peter questioned the Lord as to what was going to happen to him, and he pointed over to John and he says, well, what about him? Jesus says, what's that to thee? Follow thou me. And in Luke chapter 13, verses 1 to 5, Jesus takes up this subject of armchair theologians. When two disasters have struck people, and he saw the tendency of the people in his day to point the finger and blame as to why the Galileans had been murdered by Pilate as they were offering their sacrifices to God, or as to why the wall fell on people. I think the wall that fell was the wall of, if I can find it here, those who perished from the wall of Siloam fell on them. It says in Luke chapter 13. He says, don't point the finger at these people saying that it was because of some particular wickedness or sin. He says, again and again, he says, except ye repent, ye shall all likewise perish. And I believe that one of the first lessons that we learn, one of the lessons that we learn from this pandemic is that we all need to repent. That's what he said in 2 Chronicles 7:14. If my people which are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from the wicked way, then will I hear from heaven, will forgive their sin and heal their land. What we need to do is determine in our hearts. We need to evaluate our walk. We need to redirect our thoughts. We need to be more committed and dedicated to God as he speaks to us, as he teaches us. Because God is not on trial in this pandemic. We are. And if you notice anything in the Old Testament, whenever people walked away from God, God used a difficult circumstance. And it may be that it is the judgment of God on a nation or on a people. And it may be he's directing it against a specific group or a specific nation. But the reality is that we all need to repent. And who knows the mind of God? Who knows what God is doing? All I know is that we need to repent. We need to turn from our sin. We need to again allow God to work in us, to be more real with him in this day. So that's the first lesson we learn from this pandemic. It teaches us to repent. As I said just a moment ago, God is not on trial here. We are. And may he give us the grace to evaluate where exactly we are with him. May he give us a desire to really study our own lives and to see whatever wicked way there is in us. Search me, O God, and know my thoughts. Try me and see if there be any wicked way in me. Are we filled with selfishness? Are we filled with self-centeredness? Have we thrown a pity party because we haven't been able to live as normal, whatever normal is? Has there not been a creeping erosion of the spiritual values and the spiritual vitality of our lives? Has there not been a wastefulness of the means of grace spread upon us? Have we not treated the things of God lightly? Have we become over familiar with God? Have we taken for granted the blessings of God daily? Oh, I believe, folks, we need to repent. I believe that we need to reassess, reevaluate our walk with him. So that's the first lesson. Jesus teaches it in Luke 13. He says, don't point the finger just because a disaster or a pandemic has fallen upon people. Someone has gone off later than others, or someone have faced a more costly effect than others, and to say that we were better or they were better, we were worse or they were worse. But we need to repent. And that's the first lesson. And may God write that lesson on my heart and on yours. The first lesson that we learn today is that we need to repent. And just a wee heads up, the next lesson that we will learn is the lesson that we need to continually remember and reflect on God's goodness. God bless you, and God bless this little word to your heart as we consider what God is saying to us in these days. Thank you.